is a working process at this point. Also, guidelines on standards of working with the witnesses, victims, and defendants with disabilities, and the standards of working with minor witnesses, victims, and defendants with disabilities, different strategies and subsequent action plans, including prosecution service, early and preschool care, and education, and education unified national strategy of education. These are to name a few. I think I covered that first question. As I also want to comment on the capacity and on strengthening the council in terms of the capacity strengthening the council. However, I would like to also inform you that the council exists and was created by the parliament, so it is very structural and it is very strictly regulated by the rule of parliament. Therefore, it has all the mechanisms necessary in place that are observing and monitoring the process. For instance, our recent action plan in terms of just specifically the oversight of the code, our current action plan of the council includes plan for monitoring the implementation of the children's welfare and enforcement of the child rights code. The council uses the update key indicators to monitor six different directions that have been detected. So that is related to children's welfare and rights enforcement annually, and develop recommendations to improve the situation. And this the recommendation, the report will be ready by September. So I just want to underline that in terms of the capacity, in terms of the oversight, we have all the mechanisms in place and we are very actively using them. Whether it be sending questions, or whether it be requiring information from various entities that we feel necessary, making thematic inquiries and so on and so forth. Also, the question was about, I mentioned the Marnhus. Involving civil society. We are very actively involved. As you know, the parliament doesn't have its own budget, let's say, the council, I mean. Therefore, we're very much actively cooperating with civil society. Every event that has been in place, including the awareness-raising events, such as been, for instance, recently the Down syndrome event or the event for the autism, and to raise the awareness, we have had almost 20 or maybe more NGOs involved and their beneficiaries. So we are very much active in that case. But also, I'd like to mention that the government is. Also, decisions are made in accordance with. I just wanted to mention that. Regarding the involvement by the parliament of the recognized approach of our government is that all decisions are made in accordance with a high standard of engagement, which was positively evaluated by European Commission, and this was one of the recommendations of the 12 recommendations. And the chairman of the Parliament of Georgia has assigned a memorandum with the Georgia National Platform of Eastern Partnership, which notes about 200 local NGOs unites. Also, the same principle is followed by the Children's Council of the Parliament and Human Rights Protection Committee. So both during the law-making process and during the performance of supervisory functions, we're very well organized. But I also want to mention that the council is taking a role of sort of bridging and improving the communication between the government, governmental entities, and also the civil society. And we've had many cases as such where we provide hearings, where we provide meetings and discussions to connect the sites that are connected with the different issues. So we have this bridging and making the communication, building the communication between different entities. We're very active in that as well. I don't want to miss anything. I think that was also about involving business And CSR, Mr. Nico spoke about it very well. However, I want to add that the private sector, entails the promotion of child rights throughout business organizations and the incorporation of child rights into everyday business practices. Therefore, the innovative platform has been created, the Business Advisory Council for Children, so-called BACC. And this is to support the realization of children's rights in every workplace, marketplace, and community. Yes, I'm afraid that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker is from the Ministry of Justice, please.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Distinguished members of the committee.